A new song, for he has given us marvelous things. Please be seated. One of the many fun things about summer is we get to try different things. So, I really enjoy chaos. I prefer organized chaos, but I enjoy chaos. I drove in and out of the church parking lot a number of times during this past week to a never-ending change in orange cones, truck sizes, and possible parking spaces. The entrance sign for the church that said, "This way in," got more visible, their message more specific, and the signs seemed to multiply in number, so that by Friday, I think we got the message right. This way in. The bookstore has moved to the ground floor. Our new deacon has moved to the second floor. The Welcome Center is knockout gorgeous. Please check it out. The patio construction made it so we had to change where the volunteer receptionists sat. They were stationed in the fireplace room, which actually turned out to allow for more social involvement with guests and volunteers. Our bag lunch ministry had to move to the fireplace room as well, which was really nice. For those who came in for a bag lunch, they actually got to have a little bit more socialization. It was very personable. Our warm space, our Thursday afternoon warm space ministry of a meal and companionship was also in the fireplace room, so that all of us that came in and out of the building got to share in the warm space experience instead of a normal Thursday with a secluded ministry tucked away in the undercroft. Organized chaos. In the Gospel of John that we hear this month, Jesus repeats and repeats, "I am the bread of life." He repeats it to those who have been following him around in the marketplaces, the villages, lakesides, and mountaintops. Like sheep without a shepherd, as St. Mark describes them, they wandered with this man and his followers, taking in what Jesus was saying, waiting. Waiting possibly for one more miracle to prove his words. So when Jesus said, "I am the living bread," and continued to explain that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life at all, I believe that that probably produced some chaos. And Jesus probably lost a few followers. Because those who were listening with just their ears, heard only, "Eat my flesh." Sometimes when we listen with only one set of senses, or view our surroundings with our own eyes, and not take into consideration what other possibilities are out there, we miss an opportunity. When we hear the words missional church, or five marks for mission with our ears, many of us still wonder what this means. But what if we truly listened and experienced the living bread in a different way? The five marks of mission will always be found on the back of your bulletin. The five marks of mission, just to review, is really our baptismal covenant. To proclaim, to nurture, to respond, to transform, and to safeguard. How can we live our life in unity with all other members of the Anglican Communion around the globe for the betterment of others? By constantly reminding ourselves of the five marks of mission. To proclaim the good news of our triune God. To nurture those who may be hearing about the bread of life for the very first time. To respond. to respond lovingly to those in need of nourishment, to transform unjust forms of oppression and injustice, to safeguard all of God's children and all that God created. And to really understand the missional church, which we in the Episcopal Church of Minnesota are trying to do, to really understand, is to embrace the chaos. The chaos of listening and seeing and trying things in a different way. Not just the 5 marks inside our doors, inside our own closed doors, but by stepping into a different room and trying it out for size. Or inviting others who may not know who we are to experience the living bread outside of our doors, maybe on their doorstep, or at a shelter, or trying a new hashtag, or going to a coffee shop not in your neighborhood. Just like Jesus wandering around proclaiming the good news on the seashore or the marketplace, what if we tried to transform and safeguard at school or at work or on the street? The Episcopal Church proudly proclaims our faith and how we engage our faith to be a balance of scripture, tradition, and reason, similar to the balance of a 3-legged stool. The missional church model takes that image and tweaks it a little bit and uses a model of engagement between scripture, gospel, and culture. They work beautifully together. So just like Jesus and his followers who didn't stay in just one town or proclaim the good news from just one temple or believe that some were clean and some were unclean, we have to listen to others with the ears of other cultures, different neighborhoods, different experiences. We need to try to engage in the world through other languages, music, food. We get to try to embrace the chaos. Christ is the bread that nourishes the soul, just like bread nourishes the body. Our old covenant with God, we remember the miracle of manna in Exodus. The manna nourished and sustained the people and tribes wandering with Moses for 40 years. That manna or bread from heaven filled their bellies, but you couldn't keep it till the next day. You couldn't store it for emergencies. It would mold and get worms, says the writer of Exodus. But our new covenant with God, Christ is crucified. Christ offers his flesh, his blood. Christ, the bread from heaven, which sustains us and offers us eternal life. What is it meant by eating his flesh and drinking his blood? It is certainly nothing more and certainly nothing less than believing in Christ. Why do we share in this nourishment? Why do we share in the Eucharist? We share the living bread in large cathedrals, hospital rooms, food shelves, church camps, and fireplace rooms to remind us that Christ nourishes us, supports us, gives us life, reminding us all the while that life is precious. Scripture tells us that we are the hands and feet of God. With my hand, I can hurt. With my hand, I can love. It is up to us. God lets us choose. Today I choose to put my life in God's hands. Today I choose to break bread with others. Today I choose to embrace the chaos. Amen.